Blog Talk Radio.
When due season, you shall reap the blessing. All of the seeds you've sown and you're going to give up, all the time that you put into that and you're going to give up, no, no, no. Never give up. Never, never, never give up. The enemy tries to destroy you, turn you around, but never give up. God will bring you out all right. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you never give up, if you faint not. You can't give up. Yeah. I like the old saints who said, I've come too far to turn around. And be like that where the enemy mess with you, multiply, do more, so you can hear him, the enemy saying, leave that crazy woman alone. Leave that crazy man alone. Leave alone. Talking to the demons. Because you caused so much damage in his camp, he just leave you alone. Amen. Not only that, let me just say this. When you have trouble, don't ever let trouble distress you. Even though you're troubled on every side, don't let it distress you. Don't let so much stress come over you because you're going through trouble. No, 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 no. Because the enemy will use that to try to turn you around. And when you're perplexed, when you don't even know the answer to the question and you're baffled, your mind is baffled, don't be in despair. Don't let it make you so empty you don't know what to do and you want to turn around. Third thing is this. When you are persecuted, Paul says, don't allow stress to make you think that you are forsaken. See, that's one of his greatest tricks. I'm talking about the enemy. He'll try to make you think nobody cares, that you are completely forsaken. Yeah. He'll try to make you think that you cannot make it, that it's over. That it's over. Amen. Oh, my God. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. He comes to completely make you think that don't nobody love you. Nobody wants to stand with you. That's the enemy that comes you to make you think that. Oh, my God. He wants to make you think that there's no way you can make it. No way you can make it. Thank you, Jesus. But don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. He comes to make you think that life has no substance to it. See, that's one of his tricks to try to destroy your life. When you are persecuted, don't let stress make you think you are forsaken. No, no, somebody's standing with you. God loves you. See, that's what he does to young people. Tell them that nobody loves you. That's what he does to people who commit suicide. The enemy tells them, don't nobody love you. Don't nobody love you. And he tries to make them think that they are forsaken. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul says we are persecuted but not forsaken. We go through trouble. We go through situations. The mountains get high. Your valleys get low. All kinds of problems arise. People think that when they get saved, all the trouble is over. That's when it began. Because the enemy will attack people who are saved quicker than he will people who are not saved. Why? Because he already got them on their side when they're not saved. But when you're saved, you're working against his kingdom. Mm-hmm. But don't think that even though you are persecuted, that you are forsaken. God says, I will bring you out. Yeah. I will make a way. And then he says, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Matthew 28:20. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. David said in Psalms 139:7-10, where shall I go from thy spirit? And where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, you're still there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, you're there. Your hand will lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. See, God is always there. You might be persecuted, but you're never forsaken. He's always there. Oh, I know you've been lied on. I know you've been cheated. I know you've been talked about and some of you mistreated in such a bad way. I know all that. People didn't treat you right. And some people gave other people honor who didn't deserve it. They gave them the total respect and then at the same time disrespected you. Yeah, sometimes they try to take your heritage and say you didn't even deserve the heritage. You felt like getting even in the heart. And you felt like the enemy sometimes has mistreated you so and doesn't respect you in the right way. And you feel like you've been dissed so many times, but you're not forsaken. God has your back. He's there all the time. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I feel like that old mother and this deacon of the church who were married, and they were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And after it was over, one of the women got with that old mother and said, "Mother, you've been married to that man 50 years?" She said, "Yes, I have." And they said, "I don't see how you made it. I don't see how you come this far." And she answered with four words. "I'll tell you how I made it. How did you make it, Mother, 50 years? How?" And she replied, "The reason why I made it is because he's all I got. He's all I got." And I put myself in that mother's shoe one day, and I thought about Jesus. And I was in my office with tears running down my face, and I was saying those four words to God. I was saying, "Lord, you're all I got. 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 I'm trying to talk to you, man. I'm trying to talk to you, woman. I know it hurts, and you've been through stress, and the devil has tried to turn you around. But you cannot turn around. You can't turn around. He's all you got. He's all you got. What do you have? He's all you got. You cannot turn around. You got to be encouraged. Remember what Paul said, when you're perplexed, not in despair. When you're troubled on every side, you cannot let it distress you. Remember, he told you also, when you're persecuted, don't allow stress to make you think you're forsaken. And then he's all you got. And then the fourth thing, and I will close with this, if you are cast down, don't ever think, and don't let stress destroy you. Amen. Sometimes, I'll say this again, the closest people around you, sometimes church members, sometimes relatives, sometimes siblings will make you think that you're cast aside. Yeah, cast aside. What does that mean, Brother Johnson? Cast aside means tossed. They toss you aside. They didn't want you. It made you feel so empty. They just didn't want you. They were choosing people on several teams, and they chose everybody, and you were left over there. It didn't seem like nobody would choose you. Cast aside. You felt cast aside. Yeah. They acted like they didn't care. They cast you aside. You were so nice to them, and they showed niceness to everybody else around you and cast you aside. You treated them with kindness, and they turned around and made you the last. They cast you aside. But Paul says, don't let stress destroy you. Yeah. Sister Charla Gray, she remembers the message I preached. You might be cast aside, rejected, but it's for your protection. Rejection is for your protection. It will make you stronger. It will make you go up the mountaintop. Many times when you feel cast aside. But don't let it destroy you, I tell you. Then we'll forget. Two situations I I had one the other day. I had my neighbor right behind our church. I went over there, and she wanted to tell me about some weeds growing up on the back wall. I went over there, and then she felt comfortable. She shared some things with me that she said she's never told anybody in her life. And I said, how many children do you have? She began to tell me. She said, I was married for years. And she said, my husband left me. And I said, why? And she said, because we were married, and so we had one car, and we were staying, my mother had a car, and we were staying with them. And so I tried to do something just to help the family. She said, I went out and bought another car, but I didn't tell him about it. I had the credit, I went out and bought the car. And I left him out of the loop. And I guess she didn't say this, but as a man, I know how it feels. And I guess she was saying that he felt as though she had usurped his authority as the leader of the home or the man. And so what she did, she said, I came home one day and all of his luggage, all of his clothing were gone and everything was gone. And he just cast me aside. But she said, I didn't let it destroy me. She said, even in the divorce, he said, I wish the house that you in that I left to you, I wish the house would burn down. She said, he was that cruel to me. She said, but I didn't let it destroy me. I kept going. I paid the whole house off. Took me years, but I paid it off. I paid the car off. I had no help from him at all. But I went through the storm and the rain and paid it off. And here I am today. Dr. Johnson, this is my neighbor sharing that with me behind our church. She said, I've come through the storm, and I've been through a lot of trouble, but I made it. Then I remembered Mother Battles in Texas. Yeah, I maybe perhaps shouldn't call the names. She had been married for about 40-something years. And her husband decided that he wanted a younger woman. And he cast her aside and divorced her. Wasn't for any reason, just divorced her because the enemy had told him to cast her aside, and he obeyed the voice of the enemy. And he cast this woman aside, and he almost destroyed her, but she wouldn't let it destroy her. I saw her at a meeting there in Texas, and she had on white gloves. And I began to ask her, Mother, why are you wearing the white gloves? She said, you ought to see my hands, Dr. Johnson. I said, what do you mean? And she began to pull the gloves down a little bit, and her hands were turning black. Stress, 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 stress. First time I knew about stress was when I got it all over my shoulder. Bumps all over my shoulder. I was working on my doctorate degree, and bumps were up there. I was the only black in the program. In the whole school, there was no blacks. And I was by myself, lonely many days. I was wondering what happened. And Betty helped me go to the doctor, and the doctor said, that's stress. You're going through stress, young man. And you can't let it destroy you. Mother Battles, she, when she pulled those gloves down, her hands were black. Yeah. But she didn't let it destroy her. She said, I'm going to keep working for the Lord, even though he divorced her and married a new wife and brought her to the church there. I won't say where, but brought her to the church, and she was still at the church. He brought her there. It almost killed her. She did not let it kill her. She didn't let it destroy her. She decided that I'm not going to, even though I'm been cast down, I've been tossed aside, he paid respect to her. I'm not going to let it cast me down. I feel like I've gone to my own, and my own received me not. They paid other folks honor, but they're not paying me any. I'm not going to let it destroy me. And she began to work for the Lord. And a few years later, I saw Mother Battles again. I saw her. She had a smile on her face. Dr. Johnson. Yes, Mother. How you doing, Mother? I'm doing fine. Well, you know, the last time we talked, I know. But God had my back. God got me. And I'm doing fine. Come along. And that preacher who had done it like that, who had cast her aside for no reason at all, that preacher, he was on the plane and had a heart attack. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's no longer with us, but in the battles. Anyway, she's still alive. God bless her. Praise the Lord. Listen, you cannot, Paul says, if you're cast down, don't let it stress you out. Don't let stress destroy you, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I want to remind you as I close right now, when you have trouble, don't ever let trouble distress you. Don't make it so, put so much stress on you that you throw in the towel. When you're perplexed, when you don't understand, don't be in despair. Don't let it make you empty aside where you want to quit throwing the towel. That's just the goal, to throw in the towel. When you're persecuted, don't let stress make you think you are forsaken. God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you are cast down, don't let stress destroy you. I'm talking to you, man. I'm talking to you, woman. The enemy has been using stress to try to destroy you. Don't let it destroy you. Yeah. He's all you got. He's all you got. Yeah. Don't let it destroy you. I bless you. I'm through this morning. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost all on this prayer line. God bless you. I'm going to turn it over to Ambassador Stern or Ambassador Pfeiffer. Either one of y'all grab it here as I come through. I'm going to talk to God. God bless you. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Line is open to you.
Is Ambassador Stern here? God bless you. And we thank God for that wonderful message, teaching us how to deal with stress. We're praising God this day for our leader, for a visionary, Ambassador Johnson, telling us the way, teaching us the ways of the Word of, teaching us the Word of God, what the Word of God saying. We know in the end, that's the only thing that's going to last. Only what you do for Christ will last. And we just want to say a closing prayer for those that are on the line today that may be going through some stressful situations. We just want to lift you up. Father God, we bless your holy name right now. We praise your name, Lord Jesus, and we come asking your forgiveness in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord God, that all stress be rebuked in Jesus' name. We pray that you be our shepherd, oh God, and we say like David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah, I shall not want.
Hallelujah.
And we pray right now, oh God, that you be our shepherd, that you lead and guide us, that you let us lay down in green pastures, and hallelujah, and you lead us by the still waters, and we thank you right now because your rod and your staff will comfort us all the days, and we thank you right now that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we're praising God because we thank you for the word. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the ambassador teaching us how to deal with stress, rebuking stress, how to get rid of stress, how to walk on stress, how to kick it in the face. We thank you, oh God, for your word. We're troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but yet not in despair. And we praise your holy name. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness and mercy. And we honor you right now this day, oh God, for your word. We thank you for how you watched over us. And we are asking, Lord God, that all those that might be going through stressful situations, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder right now. We bind the enemy that comes to bring stress, bring pressure, bring things upon them and perplex them in Jesus' name. We bind it and cast it out. And we pray that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We pray right now that every tongue that rise up, oh God, hallelujah, be condemned in Jesus' name. We thank you right now for leading and guiding us, oh Lord, in the path of righteousness. And we pray your strength and your power upon the people of God. We pray, oh God, that this weekend be a blessing to your people. We pray, Lord Jesus, that goodness and mercy will follow them and be with them, and they be lifted high above the storm, high above, oh God. Take us higher and take us deeper in you. And lean us not onto our own understanding, oh God. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to lean to our own understanding, but on your word in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we will bless your name. And right now, Lord God, we just bless you for the offering this morning. We pray right now, oh God, that all those that would like to be a blessing, all those that want to be a blessing, all those that desire to be a blessing, be able, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to the first fruit, to the man of God, to the cause. And we pray your blessings upon this offering this day, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now for the word of God, the man of God, and the woman of God. We thank you for your people. We rebuke everything that comes to hinder their weekend, oh God. We pray that their Sunday service be productive and be edifying to the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We lift you up on high. We will glorify you, our Father which is in heaven. In your name we pray. God bless everyone this morning. And if you would like to send a donation, send an offering to our leader today, you can do that by going to the Walmart this morning, anytime today, anytime the weekend, and you can send it to Overland Park, Kansas, to any Walmart in Kansas City, Kansas, or Overland Park, Kansas, to Dr. Bernard Johnson. He will receive it, but you must call with that reference number and let him know what you have blessed him with. Let him know that there is a blessing there. Encourage his heart. Amen. Encourage him to run on and do a greater work for the Lord. And we just praise your holy name for that, and we bless you. And after you get that reference number, you can call 913-406-4845. Once again, the number, 913-406-4845. Let him know that you are concerned about his welfare. You're concerned about him in Jesus' name. And I know it will encourage their hearts. We will hear from others this coming week, and we will prepare our hearts to hear from the people of God doing this revival. And I know you are enjoying it. And we want to encourage those that will be speaking on next week. I believe we will hear from Dr. Gary Stearns on Monday. Hopefully they are back in town and that works out. Praise God. He is prepared. And we will also be hearing from elect Ambassador Gina Hodges that Tuesday, and Ambassador Lady, our First Lady, Lady Betty Johnson, on Wednesday. And God say the same, yours truly on Thursday. And again, we will hear from our leader on next Friday, unless God makes some changes. But we want to be a blessing. We want to continue to pray and keep them in our prayers. And God bless you with the love of God. We love you. And we always say on the children's line, we love you, and there ain't a thing you can do about it. But if those of you that are on the line today that would like to just say an encouraging word to Ambassador Johnson today concerning the message, this is your opportunity to do so. God bless you, and we just want to keep him encouraged. Would anyone like to say anything to him today?
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We really appreciate that word from the Lord right on time talking about strength. God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
God bless you, Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Renard, Sister Johnson in Texas. I just want you to know it's such a befitting, right on time message. I'm sure to many, but definitely to me. I praise God for the word. Truly, I know you heard from the Lord because you gave it in such a time as this that I needed to hear it. May the Lord continue to bless you, lead you, guide you, and anoint you the more. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
All right. God bless you.
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
That's impressive. God bless you. Be encouraged. You can do. Glory to God. And the devil is not going to sit on the sideline and push you and say, go ahead. He's going to sit there and let you do a mighty work of God and not put things that you want to toxic and deal with you. But we can continue to keep God's anointing and covering in the name of Jesus only.
For you, Dr. Johnson, you just keep on keeping on, and you know the Lord, he always have his way. You always say thank you to people, but when you encourage others, others will encourage you, so you just keep preaching the gospel.
I believe I heard Sister Castile trying to get in.
Yes. That's me. Praise the Lord, Ambassador. I praise the Lord this morning. I have been amiss because everything that Dr. Johnson said, you know, that's one scripture. I read a lot of scriptures, but that one didn't come to mind. And I thank God for him. That was God that spoke to me through that because I tell you, that is exactly everything that I've been going through. And this is the first time because my phone was off, and I had to go get another phone yesterday. But I do thank and praise God. I won't go through it, but I've been perplexed and cast down, and a lot of things have been going because my life belongs to God. And I just thank God for the message. I thank God for the prayer line. It's amazing how things can just shut down in a minute. They can all be up. But one day, if you live long enough, you will go through it. Just everything seems like it just went wrong, and you don't even know why. But I thank and praise God for that encouraging word today, and he has been encouraging me everywhere I turn around. And I tuned in this morning, and I got lifted up. So I thank and praise God for all of the saints on the prayer line. Haven't been able to do what I'd like to do. You know, not even come, some block came through from when I wanted to come to Kansas from the left. I didn't even know it was there. But I know God is still caring for me and loving me and giving me a great boost and because I belong to him. So I thank and praise God for y'all this morning. And God bless you, Dr. Johnson, over and over and over again. And I love all of you all. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank
you
so much.
I would just like to ask, do we have any first-time callers this morning? If you would like to encourage our ambassador, any first-time callers, anyone that's never called up, praise God. Amen. Anyone else that would like to say, God bless you.
Good morning. I'm not a first-time. This is Betty in Kansas City, but I think I was muted out. But I just wanted to encourage my husband. What a great word this morning. As a matter of fact, what an excellent word this morning. So just be encouraged and know that when you continue to follow God, he will give you the words to say to encourage someone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador,
Ambassador Betty.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Dr. Johnson, it's in your hands for closing remarks, and we do appreciate you so very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, and thank all of you for being on the prayer line this morning. Amen. God is moving on the prayer line here. How many of you have a friend that you wish they had really heard this message this morning? You got a loved one. You got somebody around you who you wish had heard this message. All you had to do was call them on your cell phone and get them on the line. Amen. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday again next week, I'll be bringing the word, but we'll have speakers on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All you have to do is make a phone call and obey the Lord. See, sin, you can understand, is just disobedience to the Lord. If he spoke to you, obey him and call that person that you want to be blessed. They could have got a miracle because they're being stressed out and they don't know how to handle it. But you didn't obey the Lord. Amen. We told you to do this on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I'm not hammering you, but I'm just showing you that you want to be a person who obeys the Lord to get a blessing, to maximize the blessing around you. That your friend who needed to hear this should have been on the line. You could have got him on the line. So we're going to be speaking again next week, and other people will be speaking. They got a word too. Obey the Lord and get him on the line so we can maximize the potential of the Lord blessing not only you but your friends around you. It's important. It's important. That's ministry. That's what you call ministry. A lot of times it's not you who has the word, but somebody around you is giving the word. Your chief ambassador this morning gave the word, and your friends should have heard that. They needed that. That's what they're going through right now. They're being stressed out. And some of them are at the verge of suicide. You should have got on the phone and called them. Don't let it happen again. Learn from that and get on the phone and call them and get them on the line to be blessed. Tell them before tomorrow, or rather Monday, tell them you need to be on this prayer line because you need a miracle, and God has a miracle for them. They'll get a miracle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or next week. God bless you. I'm trying to reach you. I'm really trying my best to reach you. Sometimes it's so difficult to reach people because they block it out. They don't want to be reached. But I'm trying to reach you. I'm reaching out to you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And I got to go. Got to go. Amen. Just remember these things that I told you. They'll be a blessing to you if you just only remember them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. This is a wonderful time. No matter what you're going through, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. That's it. May the Lord bless you between now and Monday morning. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep us in your prayers. I mean that. I need you to pray for me. Keep me in your prayers. Keep Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson in your prayers. Amen. And keep me in your prayers, if you will. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer, for that word about how they can be a blessing to us. Amen. Just send it to Bernard Johnson to Walmart. Bernard Johnson. You don't need the doctor on there. Just put to Bernard with the B as in victory. Not B like boy. It's B like victory. Bernard Johnson. God bless you. B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Have a wonderful day. Love you. Thank you. God bless those who have been able to remain. Bountifully help them and give them the heart's desires. The blessings fall upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Let this be a blessing. Let something good happen to them today. Let something good happen to me today. And bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Thank you for how you were the surgeon for my sister, Mother Johnson's daughter, Brenda, and you touched her, and she's recuperating now. Thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Bless God everywhere. Thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everybody. God bless you.
Blessed weekend, saints.
God bless you, Dr. John. Be encouraged.
God bless you.
Sister Garnett.
God bless you, Sister Garnett. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend, Brother Lawson.
Hey, God bless you, Brother Lawson. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.